Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So we're hearing a lot of chat about St. Bridget this week. Of course, tomorrow is St. Bridget's Day, but next Monday she's going to be honoured with a bank holiday. But what do we know about her Christian legacy and her influence? On the line to tell us more as he prepares for a special St. Bridget's Day service tomorrow that will feature the Kilkenny Gospel Choir, we have Father Willie Purcell, who is from St. Fiacre's Church in County Kilkenny. Father Willie, in terms of the Christian faith in Ireland today, were you encouraged to see that St. Bridget is being recognised with the bank holiday? Do you think it has much of a faith influence to it, attached to it, this bank holiday?
Thanks very much, Wendy, and good morning to you and to all your listeners. Yes, I think it's brilliant, because in many ways, at last, St. Bridget has been recognised for the powerful woman, not just that she was, but the powerful woman that she is. And recognising her, not just with a bank holiday, but also recognising her tomorrow with her feast day, is really giving her a place in Irish society and in the church and the various churches in Ireland. As this strong woman who has a message for today, just as she had a message for the time she lived in.
I think some people listening might find it frustrating that sometimes, you know, St. Bridget and her life and her legacy can be conflated with other things. Tell us about what we know about the work that she did, who she was, and her legacy.
Yeah, right, okay. Absolutely. Well, of course, St. Bridget is affectionately called Mary of the Gael. And again, she's been known for generations of Irish people and remembered in this way. But again, we realise that she was a woman. Her life began in a place called Fochart, a few miles from Dundalk in County Louth in the year 453. Her father, we're told, is a chieftain, and his name was Dúthach, and her mother was a lady called Prochesa. And she was a Christian bondswoman, and a bondswoman was really a Christian slave. So Bridget is a woman who understands the suffering and the trials and the difficulties of the world we're living in. And I think especially in relation to migrancy and to those who are suffering still through slavery in our world, she's a woman who can connect in with all that from her own experience. But again, the story of Bridget is that shortly after Bridget's birth, her father, kind of sent her away. And, you know, the story tells us that she was sent down to Moreau in East Limerick. And there she really became, I suppose, a servant. And when she came to a certain age to be useful, she returned to her father's house. You know, when she was at a certain age where she could do the work and she could work on the land and work in the house. And, you know, she took over her mother's place in caring for her father and indeed for the land and the animals. And that's why she's so connected to Laudato Si and to the whole understanding of the care of the earth and the care of the world. But it was kind of evident that, you know, Bridget, when we read about Bridget and the ancient stories of her, but she was a woman who was very connected to her own understanding of God and her belief in God. And, you know, there are many beautiful stories told about how she witnessed to God in her life and how she brought God into the lives of others. And again, I think that's very appropriate for today, because today we need Christian men and women of whatever age to stand up and be counted for what we believe. And Bridget was a woman who did that.
She wasn't afraid to do that.
No, you see, this is it. She was absolutely not afraid. She stood against chieftains, she stood against kings. You know, she had this deep belief in her own heart. And, you know, it says a lot to us. It says, when we are convinced, and when we have faith that is strong, and when we have hope that keeps us going, then we can stand up against any oppressor. And we can stand up against anyone, you know, in our lives or in our world, who, you know, criticizes, condemns, or puts down the God that we believe in.
And in terms of how her legacy lives on today, Father Willie, or how we as Christians can look to our patron saint to encourage us, how can we do that?
Well, you know, I think what we do is, you know, we see this woman of faith and this woman of great hope. And, you know, we're living in a difficult world. We have all the problems of war and homelessness and violence and abuse. And we have these awful problems that kind of are in our world, and even the various viruses that are invading our world, and the worries, the depression, the anxieties, and the fears. And Bridget gives us hope in all of this, because I think Bridget's message to all of us in the world at the time and the churches we're living in her message is never lose hope and always stay strong. And again, this was evidenced in her own life because, as we know, when she moved to Kildare, and this is a story for all of us who are Christian, a Christian is a Christ-like person. And Christ-like people draw others to themselves. And that's what happened in Bridget's life. Her life began to draw, her witness began to draw others into her life. And so monasteries were founded. Care for the poor, care for those who were abandoned, care for the orphans. And Bridget's message to us, I think, is be witnesses in a changing world.
And she was a witness, but she's also known for some miracles. Tell us about that, Father Willie.
Yes, amazing, because again, you know, the wonderful story of the chieftain who was dying. And again, you know, through the research, we recognize the chieftain was her father. And he was a pagan. And he didn't believe in anything. And you know, he was critical of Bridget from what we can understand. And he didn't kind of support her beliefs. And as he was dying, you know, the lovely story of Bridget kind of taking the Celtic cross, the Bridget cross, from the rushes that were around on the ground. And you know, when her father, the king, the chieftain, woke up, he looked at the cross, and in that moment, his whole life was changed, and he was converted. And then the wonderful story of Bridget and the cloak, where, you know, the Lord said to her, well, you know, she asked for a piece of land to build a monastery, and he said, knowing that this wouldn't happen, he said to her, well, spread your cloak, and wherever your shadow appears, that land is yours. And he thought to himself, you know, spread her cloak, the shadow will only go to her fingertips. But when Bridget spread her cloak, the cloak covered all of Kildare, and then he had no choice but to give her the land for her monastery. And there are lovely stories, you know, again in legend and again in the writings of Bridget, of those who came to her in particular need, you know, in their poverty, in their sickness, in their anxiety, their depression, their fear. And, you know, and in Bridget, they received and found this wonderful healing. But again, that Bridget would say to us, when you receive that healing and when you receive that peace, that isn't just for you. That is to be shared with all those whom you encounter and all those whom you meet. So it continues on.
Well, Father Willie, thank you so much for helping us to learn more about St. Bridget and reflect on her life and how it can help us in our own lives. That was Father Willie Purcell.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.